Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
2020 was a real I'm going to put it out there bluntly, okay?
BJ.
We're headed into 2021. We all were pretty super excited about that. And not knowing that it's not going to go away, what we currently were in, but at least hopefully we're turning a corner. It's been worse.
Yeah.
2021 has been worse.
Jamie.
I feel like I need a couple of days off.
Yeah. I hear you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 25 degrees right now. It's a little nippy out there, but I think the weekend's going to be really nice. I think 50 degrees for today, possibly near 50 to 53 degrees for tomorrow, then cooling off on Sunday, but no snow for us. It looks like, though, if you want to go to the mountains, maybe do a little snowshoeing or something, skiing, whatever you want to do, it looks like they're going to get quite a bit of snow this weekend. Starting tonight into tomorrow, again, this is KALC Radio right here in Denver, Colorado, live from the Alice 105.9 studios and also heard on the radio.com app all over America, radio.com. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's Friday.
You got big plans for the weekend?
I want to watch that fight tomorrow, Conor McGregor, and then maybe go to a couple restaurants. Get something to eat.
You're hungry, are you?
Yeah, I'm always hungry.
Yeah, got football on this weekend, too.
Oh, yeah, Sunday. That's going to be a good day.
You got a couple of NFL playoff games that are coming up on Sunday. You got four teams in it. You got, what, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, the Bays. Then you have Buffalo and Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Yeah, those are going to be two really good games.
Winners of each game off to the Super Bowl. Good morning, Schmidel.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
You doing a football weekend, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super excited for these games.
Very cool. Who do you think's going to win?
I think it's going to be the Bucks and the Chiefs.
Bucks and Chiefs.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Green Bay and the Chiefs. I don't know a lot of people picking Buffalo, though.
I'm going for them.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
You're out on a limb.
I would love to see KC not make it to the Super Bowl. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, boy. I've got a Consumer Report complaint this morning. I cannot. You know those, what are they called? The pop sockets or pop suckers?
Yeah, pop sockets.
That you put on the back of your phone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had a nightmare with those suckers. I have broken another one. It's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
The one you just bought?
Is anybody else having this problem? Do you put one on your phone?
I had one on there, but the one I had was great. Are you sure you're buying like the actual pop socket and not like some generic like Chinese knockoff?
Look, I admit I found them on sale at Walgreens. It was pop socket, though. It was.
Yeah.
They're normally around $9 to $10 each one, right?
Right.
I found them on sale for $4.99. Now, granted, the print on there, and because the flap on the back lifted up and underneath there was lip balm, it was meant for a 13-year-old girl.
It was like leopard print? You got the pink leopard print?
You could get lipstick and glitter. And so I went ahead and bought the 13-year-old girl one because it was $4.99. And I thought, man, what a bargain.
That's
here.
That's a deal.
You know, it's half off. So I buy it. But that sucker breaks on me again last night. I only had it for 2 days.
How does it break? Like, what is it? How does it fall apart?
Well, I was on this particular one, and if you remember, I bought a 5-pack, I think it was, on Amazon just a few days ago. Well, no, 2 weeks ago maybe it was. and every one of those.
Yeah, but you knew that was going to be cheap.
Well, they came from China. They weren't Pop Socket. I don't even know what they were called.
When you pay $1.99 for five of those, there's a problem.
Okay, we had a problem. So I decided to go ahead and do the Pop Socket route. Like, okay, you get what you pay for, right? So I go over to Walgreens. I find it on sale. Got a little glitter included with it. So I stuck it on the back of my phone. I stuck it in my back pocket, and I was just walking along and kind of brushed up against an edging on the wall, and boop, snapped it right off.
Ooh.
Oh.
Snapped it right off.
That sounds like user error to me.
Yeah, they should call them pop suckers. Because you're a sucker if you buy one.
You got to get this you got to get this loopy case, because I just got a new phone, so I'm going to get this loopy case, and it's just a loop, and it's a rubber loop, and it just conforms to whatever. It doesn't rip off or anything like that. It's
really?
It's nice.
So
I'll show it to you when I get it.
That's the answer here.
It's the new one, loopy case.
Right, well, you let me know, because I got a feeling your loopy's going to be loopy. Not going to work.
It just fits snug right around your fingers. It's perfect.
5:55. Good morning, everybody, and we will be right back. We're going to take a quick break here, and it is Friday. The weekend is almost here. Going to be a great show today. You stick around.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, Jamie White. How are you? Welcome to a Friday.
Hola.
Are you okay?
Just having some string cheese. A nice little snack.
Yeah, I brought in food today.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Yeah. I brought in some, look at this. You're going to love this. Tacos.
What?
Oh, my God. Who brings in that?
I brought in taco meat.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What,
you like tacos.
I love tacos.
Yeah.
I usually don't like leftover tacos,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
I brought in a tomato.
It looks like there's, like, lettuce in there.
Oh, there is. I threw it in there this morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I brought in my tomato and the avocado.
And how old is the taco meat?
I just made it last night.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, we have to check with you.
Yeah. Now, the hamburger prior to cooking it into taco meat, that could be where the issue is. We won't go there. I cooked all the bacteria out of it.
Okay. I brought lettuce. I brought carrots and celery.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. What did
you bring, Carson?
I brought mini muffins and mini donuts.
Get out of here.
It's my Friday night cheat day.
I don't get you. You're so healthy, and then you have that?
Well, I had a banana, but then I need a little chocolate in my life first thing in the morning.
Mini muffins, that is like processed to the nines.
I only have them every so often.
Oh, okay. Now, Spadil, with your cereal, do you do that dry?
Oh, yeah.
No milk?
No.
Yeah, wow. I don't like milk either.
Neither do I. Yeah.
All right, man. Sounds like we're all set.
I brought a beer, too. Yeah, sorry about that.
Go with the string cheese.
Yeah, it really washes it down quite nicely this kind of time. Yeah,
especially at this hour.
Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah, it's called breakfast beer. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
It's been a while, though, for me.
You throw a little OJ in there, you're good. It's like a mimosa. Poor man's mimosa.
It's fine. It's great. Oh, my God. There was a deer that got hit this morning on my road. Yeah. And I did that thing like, should I stop? I mean, what am I going to do? I don't have like a splint.
You throw him in the back of your car.
Yeah. And so I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, you don't stop. And then the other car coming the other way, they stopped. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go. But I think I don't know if it's a rule or not, but the last time we had a deer on our street got hit, the Douglas County Sheriff, I guess they don't let him shoot him. I think the guy was just like, let me just shoot the damn thing. And so I think they have to wait for the wildlife people to come.
I think that's the thing.
Yeah,
and then,
I don't know.
And then they shoot him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then they shot him right in front of us.
Oh.
It's like, oh, man, you killed Bambi.
They should just
I don't think I could watch that.
They could go ahead and just dress him out right there.
But, yeah. No, I think it was hit. And so usually they explode their intestines.
Yeah, that's a bad day for the deer.
Yeah, really. And what is it with deer and the whole car headlights thing?
I don't know.
There is a freaking car coming. I mean, it's like, and especially here in Colorado, we have so much wildlife. It's like, you'd think the deer would talk to each other like, the other day Larry got hit by a car.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you see that thing coming down the road there with those lights on it? Don't let one of those touch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Lord, it's not a firefly. Yeah. Sucker will take you out.
Right?
Yeah. You would think they would like that picture, you know, that hangs on the wall with all those dogs playing poker.
Yes, they have get-togethers.
You would think that the deer do the same thing, that they're in some den somewhere playing poker, right. Talking about this.
Right?
You know, tipping each other off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nope.
Hey, Larry, you got insurance? You bet if you're going to cross that thing called I-25.
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, insurance, you know how my son broke his finger? Mm-hmm. I just got a bill and it said our insurance denied him. It was $450.
Yeah. Well, why did it deny?
I don't know. It said it completely denied us. $450. I was like, for that little finger? Yeah. Come on.
That actually sounds cheap.
Well, maybe.
I haven't seen my bill
I
yet.
I wondered about yours. That is what made me think about it.
So let me just add up for you the incident itself with the medical issue I had a couple of weeks ago. Okay, first of all, I go to a walk-in.
Mm-hmm. But can I ask you? Well, that's where you get in trouble. Do you know if it had a name associated with it? Like my urgent care is independent. So
mine is a Swedish hospital.
See, that's where you get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, when you're in trouble, you can't really worry about it.
I know, right? But you should just have a plan next time. Don't go to one that has a name with it. Like, go to an independent one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have plans very often when it comes to hospitals and emergency rooms. Okay?
Well, you should
so
always have plans.
All I know is just get to it quickly once you get yourself in trouble, right? And that's what we did. So, all right, let's start with that. Yeah. I go to a walk-in. It's the one that's owned by Swedish Hospital, Medical Center, whatever. And those things are extremely expensive to begin with, right?
Yeah.
Then I have a transportation fee because I had to go from ambulance from that facility to actually Swedish Hospital.
That's expensive.
So there's the transportation fee. Once I'm there, I have to stay in the emergency room for, I think it was about 7 hours.
Oh,
emergency is more so than a room, right?
Right,
from what I remember.
Yeah.
And then I get moved to a room where I spend 2 days.
Yeah.
What do you think that bill's going to be?
Oh.
I'm going to say $12,000.
That was my exact guess, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I'd say minimum.
I'm going to say closer to $24,000.
Okay. All right. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I had my knee surgery, that bill came to $128,000.
But you had full-blown surgery, and you had to pay for the anesthesiologist and all that stuff.
Well, I got all this medicine, too, I went 2 weeks ago.
But
remember?
But an anesthesiologist probably didn't come in, right? A regular doc just shot you up.
Yeah, so you
saved a little bit.
I wouldn't remember if he did. I don't remember. But that bill's going to be, you got to figure that bill's going to be, well, at least what you say, $12,000. I think closer to 20.
Yeah, that's a bummer. That'll wipe you out. You know,
why does it cost $5,000 to spend the night in a hospital? That's a pretty high room. And they're not that good a room compared to a Four Seasons.
Well, so it's high quality. The yogurt that they give you and the crackers.
Yeah.
I mean, you pay a lot for that.
Yeah. You know, when my mom was really sick, she had $1 million. I think I told you this. She had $1 million and they dumped her. Her insurance plan after she, they didn't dump her. It's in the policy that if you hit $1 million, they're done.
Yeah.
And so,
it doesn't take long to get there.
Oh, God. Especially when you have cancer.
When you have cancer and you're getting all the treatments and everything, I mean, you can get there in a couple of weeks easily.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Somebody said you're going to hit $35,000. Somebody said $48,000. Somebody said my heart attack came up to
$140,000.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, $140 out of pocket.
Oh.
I was like, what?
No. But they added an extra zero there. It was
weird. Know. I was like, because there's three zeros after $140.
No, he says $140,000. And it cost him
$6,000.
$140,000.
Man. I don't know if he had. I don't know if I had surgery or not.
Man, I can't believe that I didn't sign up for insurance last time around.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Man. Okay, that's my question, and this probably shouldn't even go on the air.
I'm kidding.
Remember when you guys get open enrollment, and you guys said I didn't need to do anything if I was keeping everything the same?
Yeah.
I'm wondering now if I needed to do something.
Well, it's funny you should say. The email said that, did it not?
It did.
It did. It said that. It's not us. It's what the email said.
Okay.
I'm the same way because I got new insurance cards in the mail just a few weeks ago, and it was a completely different company.
Oh, really?
The insurance company was. It used to be Blue Cross, Blue Shield, right? It was something completely different. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, it was? Because I told the people it's the same insurance. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I may not have insurance.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. Be BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I just saw this picture of Dave Chappelle. You know, he's tested positive for the COVID.
Oh, he has?
Yeah. And in the picture was taken 2 days before yesterday. So that would have been, what, Tuesday? And he tested positive yesterday. And in the pictures, Elon Musk, and all these different celebrities. I guess he's at some event or something.
Oh, I didn't understand.
And so you got to figure everybody in that picture's
crap. Out. Oh, no
Elon Musk.
Got to get tested.
Man.
Oh, jeez. That would be my luck, that I would meet somebody really famous or a group of people or something, have a picture taken, I'd post it and be so proud of my picture, and then 2 days later I test positive. Right? And I gave them all the COVID, you know?
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
That is awful. Did Elon Musk already have it, though, once?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember, but there's like five or six people in the picture.
Yeah.
And I guess that's just one picture, but that was some event that there were tons of people at.
Man, is he having any kind of symptoms?
I don't know. I didn't read it. I just saw the story a few minutes ago.
Somebody that works here has it, as we know. And, oh, my God, they are freaking out about not being able to taste and smell. They said it's the most bizarre thing you can ever experience in your life. And it's making him kind of like he can't stand it. Because at first he said all of a sudden he was eating something and he was like, well, that's weird. I don't think I can taste this. And he said it just doesn't dawn on you at first. And then all of a sudden you're like, I can't taste this. And so his wife, which I think is hysterical, is like, we'll know if you can't smell and taste if you can drink this bourbon.
Yeah.
Right? And so he's like, I don't even like bourbon. And she's like, exactly. That's when we'll know, because he always is like, bleh, you know, whatever. And so she brought him a big old glass of bourbon and he drank it like water.
Oh, man. he's going to develop a habit.
Well, no, but he won't, because it's like he doesn't even, or maybe
he
will.
Oh, the buzz.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the buzz.
Yeah, because, and he said it just tasted like wet liquid.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so weird to even think about. Yeah,
it's just a wet liquid. I mean, he can't smell the bourbon and he can't taste it.
I remember years ago when I don't know, I didn't drink very much in these days, and I hated the taste. I couldn't stand either hard alcohol or even a beer. It just, my friends, when we were like 17, 18 years old, they loved the beer, okay? I had to struggle to get it down. And I always thought to myself, man, I wish beer tastes like Coca-Cola.
It sure doesn't, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No, no.
Well, I eventually liked it.
A lot.
In case you don't know the story.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Loved it. I would bathe in it. Loved it.
Yeah, I was talking to him the other night, and I was like, I can't wrap my head around not smelling or tasting.
No, especially if you have like a good pizza and it's right in front of you, and you can't even... smell it or taste it?
His daughter actually burnt the... It's funny you said that, because his daughter burnt the pizza to a crisp. And, you know, usually you throw it out after you forget about it in the oven.
It's
he
disgusting.
Ate it.
Wow.
That's good. That means he could eat all the leftovers that are expired.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Right. Clear out the fridge.
But I like how Schmidil jumped in like the local physician when our boss is on the Zoom call.
Yeah.
Or whoever it was that has the COVID. And Schmidil's like, well, you know what you need to do? Well, tell him.
Well, if you wake up in the morning and you can't smell anything because of COVID, you should smell like essential oils like lavender or something. And it's supposed to help reactivate your sense of smell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I hear it also works with an old pair of sneakers. Take a big whiff of those.
Yeah, vomit. I heard vomit.
I think, and I'll tell you a quick story here before we take a break, but I think one of the scariest things, that if I had it and I lost my sense of taste and smell, that the scary part would be, is it ever going to come back?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you could get through a couple of weeks or so, but will I ever taste? Will I ever smell again?
Right. Oh, you that's know? Like a song.
Will I ever smell again? Will I ever smell again? Or even taste?
It's like a country song. I swear to God, I think it's going to be a hit.
I had one time, I was playing, me and a group of guys were playing football outdoors, touch football, just out in the field. I fell backwards, catching a ball, fell backwards, hit my head, got a concussion. And that was the number one thing I remember. And because you don't remember a lot when it comes to a concussion. But I remember being at the hospital thinking, I'm never going to know anybody else's name, who they are.
Oh, I bet that would be weird.
That's the only thing I could think of, because there were people standing in front of me that I worked with, known for years. I could not remember their name.
Oh.
I could not. I knew them, but I couldn't place who they are.
Well, I read this whole thing about people that are losing their smell with the COVID and some of them that's not coming back. And they have this whole, like, mental breakdown because this is weird. But they can't smell their childhood memories. It's like a thing when you go back home to, you know how your house smells?
Yeah,
that same
your
way.
Your mom's cooking.
Yeah, all that stuff. And they're having, like, these mental breakdowns because they can't smell their whole life.
Yeah, and the
memories and smells.
The real sad part, too, is you're losing both.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're losing just one. I mean, you're losing two sensories here that are really big.
And you can't smell fire or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's definitely something we all take for granted on a day-to-day basis.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
For sure we do. But apparently, if we just smell the essential oils...
Someone said it helped them on
Tech Tato. Thank you, Spidell.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, appreciate that. That's a hell of a tip for today.
Yeah. Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Uh-oh, not only is Garth Brooks in trouble because he has hair plugs, but now he's in trouble because everybody feels like he gave the COVID to the presidents. All the former ones. Garth Brooks is responding to claims he was violating coronavirus protocols by hugging all the presidents after his performance at the inauguration on Wednesday. I guess after his performance, the country legend, who was not wearing a mask, went over and hugged Biden. He hugged Vice President Harris. He was like hugging everybody. And everybody's freaking out because he didn't have a mask on. Well, I guess he wanted everybody to know that he tested daily before leading up to the event. And he was negative every single time. He said, and by the way, I'm not missing my chance to hug three presidents in 3 minutes.
That's a good explanation. I'd do the same thing, I think.
Yeah, I think everybody
would. I'm surprised the presidents hugged him, though.
Yeah, I think
because, I mean, you had George Bush there, you had Bill Clinton, you had Barack Obama.
Yeah.
He hugged them all.
I think when somebody's coming at you for a hug, you hug.
And it's Garth.
Yeah.
With new plugs.
Yeah, right. And his hair looks great. I didn't know this, but Dolly Parton's brother died at 67. Because remember, we were talking about, and we were like, we didn't know she had a brother. But I guess she has like nine siblings or something. Randy was his name. I guess he passed away from cancer. He was 67. She wrote on Facebook, the family and I are grieving his loss, and we know he is in a better place, and we'll all be there at some time. So, poor Dolly. She just turned, what, 75 or something? 95? 105? It was just her birthday, remember?
Yeah.
And then to have that happen, that's a bummer. All right, let's see here. Did we talk about Mega Millions? $970 million.
Woo. Yeah, big one.
I'm going to get my ticket today. Let's see here. Your odds, just in case you wanted to know, are 1 in 302,575,350.
By the way, that Powerball that was won, Wednesday night, I guess it was, in a town in Maryland. It's a very, very small town. Only 1,200 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very small town. Bought at a market there. They say the winner, just about everybody in town knows who it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But nobody's talking.
Yeah,
you would think out of that town, somebody would let it leak. Yeah, it's Leroy down there, down the street. He bit lucky, sucker. He always wins. That Leroy's got some great luck.
Yeah, but nobody's talking?
Nobody's talking. Everybody's mum. Huh. I'll bet you Leroy's told everybody in town, I'll give you a little cut if you'll just shut up.
Yeah, right? Or I bet everybody's over at Leroy's house right now. Leroy, remember that one time? I got the squirrel out of your attic. I said it was fine. You didn't need to pay me. I lied. Yeah.
I don't know if I could stay anonymous.
No.
I think I'd have to boast a little.
Remember, my rule is I'm watching people.
Yeah.
I'm staying incognito, and I'm just watching who's a jackass.
Yeah. You're like Santa Claus. Yeah. You're making a list and checking it twice.
I am. You're mean to me, you're off the list.
I kind of like that, though.
You nice to me?
Could you?
There's $5.
You think you could stay anonymous, though?
I think for a week I could. I think.
there are people that, you know, have won years ago and still nobody knows who the hell it is, right? Yeah. Now, there might be some, obviously, family members that know, but for the most part, people don't know. I don't know if I could keep it quiet.
I think I could, but then all of my extravagant, when I show up in a Lamborghini,
that's when
people
are
going to know something's up. Yeah. Like, you don't make that much money. Come on.
that's when it gets a little suspicious.
I think I could cover the new car and all that. I'd just say something like, I got it through Frank Azar. Sued somebody. It's when I go really extravagant and buy like an island.
Yeah, but it's not true because I love American Greed. It's one of my favorite shows. And so that's what happens is on American Greed, these people start bringing in Ferraris and stuff like that. And then the neighbors start to get suspicious and they start looking through your trash.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all crazy.
Like you're a drug dealer or something.
Yeah, and then when they see it's all shredded and stuff, then they call the authorities and they're like, there's something fishy going on over there. Yeah, I'm telling you. I love that show. Oh, my God. My son watched Wolf on Wall Street.
Oh
my God. He was like, Mom! And I'm like, I know, it's the best movie ever. And that poor bastard, he was like, he got his life together. He was sober. Everything was great. And he's over in like Canada or whatever doing an infomercial. And all of a sudden the FBI come and get him. And the Benihana's guy. The guy who does Benihana's is locked away.
One of my fave movies of all time.
So good, right? Yeah. I mean, the guy's he's throwing a shrimp in the air. And then the FBI come and just take him away. Poor bastard. Anyway, let's see here. What else? Oh, I know. I wanted to tell you this. I-25 northbound at exit 255 is closed and it looks like a nightmare. I don't know exactly where exit 255 is. I couldn't tell you, but it looks like it's dead stop. So just be aware that you do not want to be call in sick today. It's Friday. It'll be like, and nobody will second guess you. Mm-hmm. They don't want you there.
That's for sure.
Just do a little dry cough like that. Just get out of it because they are dead stopped. The other thing I wanted to hit up, because we were talking about getting your taste buds back and your smell and all that with COVID. And then Carson looked it up, and it's a thing on TikTok. So what is it exactly?
So what you do is to try and get your, I guess, kickstart getting your smell and your taste buds back. So you burn an orange.
Like over your burners.
Over an open flame.
Like your gas burners.
You singe it till it's like black. And then what you do is you peel it, and then you mash it up with like a tablespoon of brown sugar, and then you eat it.
And it's supposed to get is it smell or taste?
It's both.
Both.
It's supposed to help get everything back. And everyone's doing it. It's all over TikTok.
Isn't that crazy?
Does it work, though?
Some people swear
some
by
people
it.
Some people were saying that it did. But
there's videos that they're doing it, but I wonder if it works.
I think it's probably with everything, right? Varies person to person.
It's such a weird symptom to have for a virus that you just lose your sense of taste and smell. That's so odd to me. Like, that happens, you know? Like, I remember first hearing about it, I was like, that person's making it up. Yeah. But now, it's like every single case.
Well, and it's weird because the whole virus is respiratory.
I know. And so
why would that make sense?
Yeah, what a weird symptom. But, they literally make the orange black on the outside of the peel. And then
it kind of makes sense, though, because it lives in your sinuses.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's where they go test you, right?
Yep.
So that kind of makes sense to me.
Somebody said, I tried it and I don't have smell or taste yet. Oh, I'm sorry. You had to eat that. Well, I guess it didn't matter. It didn't taste bad.
Yeah. It just kind of reminds me of back in the day when my grandmother used to throw those potato peelings on cuts. I don't think it ever helped.
I've never even heard of that.
You ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, you peel a potato and you take all the peelings and you put them underneath the bandage on a cut.
Like the skin of it?
Wrap it. Yeah. Huh.
I've never heard of that.
And the properties of the potato is supposed to heal you.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. Those remedies. There's a ton of them.
There are a ton of them. My girlfriend used to swear I'm putting toothpaste on her zits.
No, you're right. I've heard of that.
It's like, what are you doing? She's like, it dries it up. Okay. somebody says where I was talking about, that's the Loveland, not the ski resort.
Yeah, it's Loveland, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The traffic problem on North I-25 up by Loveland, and it's really stopped, so just be aware of that. There was one other story I wanted to tell you. Oh, yeah. There's a new documentary about Britney Spears' conservatorship. I guess it's this weird thing. It's on Hulu and FX on February 5th. and it's called Framing Britney Spears, and it's part of a Hulu series. The New York Times presents where journalists re-examine her career, offer a new assessment of all the stuff about her court-mandated conservatorship. Why are they doing this? It just seems weird, doesn't it? Like,
It appears to me that recently, and I think part of it is because everybody's locked at home and watching Netflix and everything else, that they're coming up with all these documentaries. Have you noticed that?
I have.
I mean, it's just back
Tiger
to back
Woods,
to back. You
yeah.
got, you know, you had the big successful, and that's part of it too. When you have something as successful as that Michael Jordan series was, everybody wants to do
one
now.
They all jump on board.
You got to jump on the bandwagon. It's the hot new thing. People love to watch documentaries, and that's why we're doing it.
Well, here is a little bit of the clip, number one.
Whoop, hang on.
Okay.
Britney was so focused. This is a girl that's coming from strength.
People became fascinated with her sort of unraveling.
How we treated her was disgusting.
She accepted the conservatorship was going to happen, but she didn't want her father to be a conservative.
Anytime there's that amount of money to be made, you have to question the motives of everyone.
Why is her dad making all of her decisions? Why is she still in this?
What do we want? Free Britney!
Yeah, that's probably something I'm not going to watch.
Yeah, I think of all the ones that I've seen or heard about lately, I'm going to skip this one.
Yeah, anyway, there you go, Devil Dress.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, after this weekend, we're going to know who's in the Super Bowl, folks.
I have a little theory about something.
What do you got?
All right, well, so they just listed Mahone, who is the
Mahomes.
That guy, too, who is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, they just listed him as probable, not completely guaranteed.
Yeah, it's like limited or something.
Yeah, it's got like weird name. Limited is right, I think. Anyway, and so I think he's full-blown going in, but they're just kind of keeping it secret, you know?
They're not fooling anybody, though.
They didn't fool me.
They didn't fool me.
Nope.
He's going to play, and you know that the Buffalo Bills know he's going to play.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so I don't even know why they put out that limited thing. Limited, is that's like a limited time offer. That's like a car deal. He's limited. Yeah.
I don't know.
He's got to play.
Well, yeah, they said he took some snaps and everything, and he feels great, so.
Yeah, so, yeah, he's going to be in there. I mean, this is a trip to the Super Bowl. There's no way he's going to sit out.
I think they're doing it for the pageantry.
Yeah. They want to build up the drama.
I like Kansas City's chances, though. I think they're going to be in the Super Bowl, and I also think that Green Bay is going to be there.
Really? So,
yeah,
not the Buccaneers?
They're going to beat Tampa, I think. Well, because it's at Green Bay, and there's a stat with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, okay?
Okay.
And that is that when it comes to cold weather, they're the worst team ever in the history of football. When they're playing when it's 32 degrees freezing or less, they never win.
What about Tom? How does he do in the cold?
Well, he played in the cold in Boston.
But statistically.
Yeah, but it's more than Tom. It's the rest of the team. They're a bunch of wusses. It gets cold. Jamie, they're out there trying to play football in park.
I'm cold. Yeah.
Oh, they're so freezy. They really are.
Really?
See, I think they're going to do good. I think they're going to win.
Yeah?
Yeah, Tampa Bay. I'm going Tampa Bay.
Oh, what do you have there, Schmidil? Hold on.
So when they're playing cold weather games, Brady's average passing yards are 270. He completes 62% of his passes, and he has won 86% of his games when it's below freezing.
But look up the Buccaneers. It's completely the opposite.
But now they have a different roster. They got Tom.
It takes more than one guy.
It just takes the leader.
I don't know. There's just me and team.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Green Bay. Green Bay taking on Kansas City for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty good choice. Because they're the home teams.
I'm going Chiefs and Buccaneers.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Football weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
Song.
BJ, Jamie.
I'm at a payphone.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Friday. The weekend looks pretty good. It's going to be around 50 degrees today. Much of the same for tomorrow, too.
Yeah, we're in like a huge, huge, huge drought. Yeah. I mean, it's really, really bad. And then I was also worried because it's been so mild that the bears are going to get confused and start popping their heads out and eating us.
Yeah, before you know it.
Know.
Here come the bears. Yeah. You're going to think it's spring.
I know.
Time to get out there and, look through people's garbage cans.
Stay asleep, you bastards.
I saw something yesterday. Jamie, you need one of these. Donald Trump, when he was president, and I guess Joe Biden had it removed yesterday, had a Diet Coke button.
I saw that.
Did you see this?
I did. A big red button.
You need one of these.
It looks like a nuclear button. It's just bright red, and you just push it, and then your assistant brings you a Diet Coke.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is so cool.
I thought so, too. I was like, I need that in my life. Yeah, that's fantastic. Unfortunately, I don't have an assistant to bring it.
Well, we have Spadil.
Yeah, remember last time he brought me a Diet Coke?
Yeah.
He chewed on my straw?
I know. Yeah.
That was like 5 years ago.
I never forgot. I was like, why does my Diet Coke from McDonald's have a chewy straw? And I forgot, why did you chew on it?
I thought it was mine because I bought myself a regular Coke, and I chew on my straws when I'm drinking them.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
You weren't going to tell her?
What?
You weren't going to tell her?
I didn't notice, and she noticed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I put it in the trash.
And she hasn't ordered one since.
Nope. Sure hasn't. That was a good move.
All right, so what's the deal with Mexico? You were talking about something going awry on social media last night.
Oh, my God. A
couple of friends that had planned maybe going down to Mexico to, have a little vacay or something. What's going on?
So I guess yesterday Biden, signed into executive orders a mask mandate. But along with that, if you fly back into the United States from any country, if you're flying from any country into the United States, you have to get tested before you depart the country that you're leaving from. So all these people are really freaked out. My accountant canceled his trip. I know I posted it and... Why it goes wrong, I don't know, BJ, but it does go wrong. And you people are entitled. Why do you feel like you're so entitled to go to Mexico? It's like, that's not even the point. The point was just to let people know
right. That,
because a lot of people didn't understand that this went into effect on, by the way, it goes on to in effect January 26th this month.
All right, so I'm going to bring up something here, probably a part of the argument. I didn't see the feed, so just a couple of things.
Ugly.
Well, just a couple of just ideas on, from what I've heard so far. Isn't it possible that you go down, let's say you're going to go down for a week. Isn't it possible that you're going to leave there on Friday? You may come in contact with the virus on Thursday, but by the time you fly out of there on Friday, you've tested and you're going to be negative. But you really could be positive, right?
I think they make you... test 3 days before you leave.
Yeah, it's 3 days
before you depart from that country.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which means that...
you have 2 more days to get it after that.
Exactly. That's my point.
That's what everybody's point
you
was.
You could test on Tuesday, and you're flying out on Friday, and all of a sudden you got symptoms on Thursday, but because you want to get home... You get on that flight anyway.
But that really wasn't the fight. It was about travel. I couldn't... There was this one girl that just posted like, oh my God, I'm so bummed. Like my whole Mexican spring break trip has been canceled because nobody wants to get there and get stuck.
Yeah.
Because you have to stay there if you have it.
I can't even imagine. Because then you're there for an extra 14 days.
Right. And so she was talking about... people are just unbelievably rude. I said, why are you guys so mean? Why are you just so mean to her? All she did was comment, and they're like, well, maybe because you, Jamie, don't believe in the virus, and you're entitled to. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Y'all are just crazy at this point.
You have been traveling.
I have been traveling, and I take all the precautions. And if you remember, when we went to Key West, there was a big outdoor market and all that, and we did not go to it because we both looked at it like, that is a COVID fest.
And I feel like there's a big difference going from here to... let's say San Diego or maybe even down to Florida Keys or whatever, compared to going to, say, Mexico or...
See, I feel like Mexico's super safe because our friend Debbie's been going a lot.
No,
she even had to go through a machine that sprayed her before she went in the hotel.
I'm just talking about being in a situation where you could be stuck out of the country.
Oh.
Is all I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just saying that within... I'm not saying one's better than the other because I have no idea. I am surprised, though, that... I mean, it's been a year. It's been a year since the first case hit America. And we're now a good 10 months into it where everybody's quite aware of this thing, that people are continuing to do these weddings and stuff in Mexico or other destinations outside the U.S. and that people are continuing to book these with the uncertainty. I am a little surprised about that.
Well, it's been super easy to go to Mexico. That's why everybody's been going is because, it's open. They seem to be, from what I've seen, they spray down your chair as soon as you get up. All this stuff, super safe, right?
Hey, I'd go.
Yeah. And so, yeah. But now that they put this restriction of January 26th, that before you leave Mexico, you have to test, everybody is canceling because they don't want to be stuck there. Now, here's the thing. These hotels are really smart. You buy a $50, $75 insurance policy from the hotel, I guess. Like somebody said, the Ritz-Carlton has one for $50. And if you get tested positive, then that insurance policy will cover you for the room for the rest of the time.
I mean, that is smart.
Man, that's...
For an extra $50, I would do that even regardless.
No.
You're going to get a fake test?
I'd
go buy a positive from somebody. You know what I'm saying?
The Ritz-Carlton?
Yeah. You go buy yourself a positive test and you throw that on them right before you're going to fly out of there. And then you get an additional 2 weeks for free.
Yeah, right.
And most of those resorts are all you can eat. It's all inclusive, man. That's a good deal.
Yeah, because the hotels knew that people would freak out about this and start canceling. So that's their thing, is they're doing this insurance policy where you can
and they don't want to lose all that business. That's a ton of business going down there.
Well, right. And that's what our other theory was, is like, well, what if they do have all these fake positives because they want to keep everybody down there to spend money?
I mean, they do give you the test, right, before...
Well, and then that was another thing that everybody was arguing about, is that the rapid test that some of the hotels offer that I guess they'll accept is only 70% accurate. So I don't know.
I think every test is around that number. I mean, we just saw a story a few minutes ago where the state of Colorado has been using this service with the test, some company out there, and now they're dropping that company because they can't rely on the outcomes.
So
who knows? I will say this, that most people that I know, and I only know a handful of people that had already prepaid and had their trips booked to Mexico, they've all gone.
They have gone.
They went down there, and enjoyed it big time. I think I'd go if I'd already paid for it.
See, I don't think I would, because I need to come. I mean, if I got stuck down there.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you guys couldn't perform without me, but, But I think, like, it's people that have really strict jobs that have canceled, you know? But if you don't have, like, a strict job and you get to use that as an excuse, you're like, oh, yeah.
Well, a ton of people would love to use that. Yeah.
That's me. I'm down there. I won't be back for a month because I'm buying positive tests all over the place.
Well, then that happened too. So then the other side of this, and I mean, BJ, if you would have read this thread, you would have been like, what is going on? So then it started to go to immigrants coming from Guatemala and if they're going to be tested. That's how weird this feed got.
Like, are they?
No.
That's a good point. Right? I mean, if you've got, a caravan coming into the country, you wouldn't stop them and test them if they required me to get tested if I go down to a place like Cancun?
Listen, I'm not, go on Facebook.
I'm going to go. Hang on. I got some things I want to say.
You're going to start some drama.
I'm going to get out of here. What am I missing out on? I love this stuff.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Aw, I was so happy about... listen, y'all got crazy on Facebook, and in fact, you made that girl cry, because I'm talking to her right now. I'm chatting with her on our Textnado. By the way, we have a live text in studio at 51059, and she deleted her comment because everybody went just after her, called her entitled, an idiot, a moron, because she was traveling. Out of no reason at all, just attacked her, and she deleted her entire Facebook account.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
I know, like, don't let them get to you. They're just bored. Like, do what you want to do in life. It's just freaking Facebook.
I think maybe getting rid of that Facebook account's a good move.
Maybe for her it is. Yeah. I don't know, but I don't get that involved in it. It's like, I'll tell you what Facebook was great for yesterday.
What's that?
It actually, after all that drama, brought the world together with Bernie. Bernie brought the world together.
He really did. People enjoyed it.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. I can't believe how creative people got yesterday with Bernie's meme. It's the picture of him all cold and old and with those huge mittens on. And they put him in places like I've never seen before. I mean, he was in a teacup ride at Disneyland.
Yeah. How long do you think it's going to take before somebody's got those mittens for sale?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you should be on that. Yeah. If you're a mitten company out there listening to our show, get on the Bernie mittens.
Well, I hope it's the teacher that made it for him, because a teacher made him for him, handmade. Yeah. I hope she is like, just, crocheting away or whatever.
She should hire a team right
now. I
know,
right now. I agree with you.
Didn't he say his wife made him or something?
No, a teacher.
Oh, a teacher made him. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she made him, and then the inside is made out of like recycled plastic or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she made him. Oh, I know. Somebody said the best one was Casa Bernita.
That was a good one. Yeah.
I saw him at the Lord's Supper. I saw him everywhere.
He was all around the world.
He really was. And I just thought, you know what? That's what we all needed yesterday. Just a little bit of a laugh. So that was the one time Facebook was amazing and Twitter and all that stuff. Anyway, let's move on. Schmidl?
Yeah?
I need to apologize to
For what?
Well, your bong collection.
My what?
Your bong collection.
Okay.
You know how I gave you crap about your bong collection?
Yeah.
Well, I guess on Bling Empire.
Uh-huh.
My newest favorite show. It's on Netflix. It's called Bling Empire. I guess Anna, who is a billionaire, basically, her dad's worth like $3 billion. He's in the arms trade business. Well, I guess Anna's son has a bong collection worth $500,000.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
So you could have like $500,000 worth of bongs.
Yeah, they get expensive.
Well, they said in this article is that in some of the states, because you can't, you know, put the marijuana money into the banks and all that.
Right.
So you guys are kind of using bongs as money.
Oh.
It's like currency.
Yeah, it's like its own currency. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, like a Bitcoin. Yeah. It's a bong coin.
Yeah, because some of them, if they're from exclusive artists or something, they're worth $10,000 to $30,000 a piece.
Oh. Yeah. So they said that a lot of people put their marijuana money into that.
Yeah.
Because they can't put it into the banks.
Jeez.
So
I had no idea.
He could right now we might be looking at a millionaire.
Yeah. The bong business, is that big?
I probably have like $5,000 worth of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, man. Nice. Wait a minute. Yeah. You've got $5,000 in bongs and you're grabbing a car worth $800.
I've been collecting those for like 15 years.
Yeah, so. It's important to have wheels.
Yeah, and a window.
You know, and a window in your car, things like that.
It gets me from point A to point B.
All right.
Okay.
Somebody said about those mittens, it says that she sold out of all of them and she's not making any more. Aww.
Well, that's a lost opportunity
right.
on her part.
Yeah, that is. That's on her. it might be tedious, though. They look like they put in a lot of effort, you know?
But you got to figure somebody out there can duplicate them. Right? I mean, come on. That's what I'm talking about. You know, create those things.
You know who can? China.
Yeah.
China. Anyway. Somebody else said the best meme is with Bernie is the one where they photoshopped him at the podium that the guy stole. There's not a bad one, I have to tell you. There's not one where I was like, oh, that one's not so good. Somebody else said that they, did you see that he was the fly on Mike Pence's hair?
No. Bernie was?
Now that would have been funny.
I didn't see that one either.
Ooh. All right, what else do I have to tell you? Hold on. The big game is this weekend. Everybody here is pretty excited because it'll determine who goes to the Super Bowl. And, people are upset with people in Colorado because they're saying that we're all stupid because people are voting for Tom Brady and nobody gets it.
Hmm.
Because we used to hate Tom Brady and we're supposed to stay hating Tom Brady. And so if you are rooting for the Buccaneers, then you are not a Coloradan.
Hmm.
That's what it's saying.
Yeah, I don't know if I buy that. Well, but
that's the opinion.
Well, it would be the same thing with the Kansas City Chiefs, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we hate the Chiefs.
Well, like, I picked the Bucks to move on and win, but like, I don't want them to win. I would like it for the Packers to win because they're just a better team. I like Aaron Rodgers more than Tom Brady, but Tom Brady's going to win.
Well, you should be rooting for the Packers.
I'm rooting for the Packers, but I think Tom Brady's going to win.
Because you're a fudge bagger.
Yeah. Packer.
What is wrong with me? It's Friday! Woo! I'm so excited it's Friday! Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah. Anyway, let's see here. There's really not a lot going on. I have to be honest with you. Like, nothing is going on. And I'm going through this trying to find out stuff that's going on. But it's Floyd Mayweather. He says he's not engaged. Did you see that rumor that went around yesterday?
I did.
Yeah. So this girl that he's been dating, she's a stripper. I'm in love with a stripper. Anyway, he's been dating her. Her name is Anna Monroe. I'm sure that's her real name, Anna Monroe, and she had a humongous diamond ring on her, engagement finger, and so she was on Instagram, and everybody's like, oh my God, are you engaged? Are you engaged? Well, Floyd went to Instagram yesterday, and kind of rudely, I think for poor Anna Monroe, it went like this. I'm not engaged. I've never been engaged. I've never been married. These are all lies. If you're that girl, you're like, you're like, you didn't have to say it so mean,
stealing
right?
Her thunder.
Yeah. I mean, she obviously wore it on that finger for a purpose, you know, to get everybody talking.
Right.
And he just shut it down and just was like, nope, not today.
Probably a promise ring. Nice little, you know.
A huge
$1 million promise ring.
Probably a ring that she's had for a long time, and she just slid it on to get the rumors going.
Exactly.
That's what I think happened.
I totally agree with you. And here's the thing is that they're saying his last girlfriend, he bought a Rolls Royce for.
Ooh.
He's very extravagant, isn't he?
He's loaded. Yeah, he's got lots of money.
But do you think he's going to fly through it like Tyson? I mean, if he's on this, you know, he's buying all these chicks.
Who knows? I mean, the guy, you know, he's actually stopped. He used to be more extravagant than what he is now.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point, remember he used to pile up all that money on beds and take pictures?
In hotel rooms.
Yeah. And so he would let the world know that he's in a hotel room somewhere with about $5 million in cash.
That was crazy.
I mean, you're talking about a way to get robbed and killed.
No joke.
Yeah.
I don't care if you are Floyd Mayweather. Somebody will take you out for that.
Yeah, fists don't beat a gun.
But he's kind of stopped doing that. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, even on social media, he's not that extravagant anymore.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see.
So maybe things are tight.
The big fight is this weekend, Saturday, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Conor McGregor making a comeback.
Yeah. So who's he fighting? Some guy. Paolo?
Some dude.
Poirier. Yeah.
A lot of people are texting us about I-25 in Loveland. It is closed in both directions because there's a fuel spill, and these two trucks are just sandwiched in between. A car is sandwiched between two huge trucks, and one of them's a gas tanker. So I don't know if that one they have to unload first or what, but it's a nightmare. So just so everybody knows, the reason why you're stuck there, just get off the road at this point. Because isn't it both directions?
Yeah.
Yeah. I-25 southbound and northbound. It's at 255, I think. All right, anyway, there you go. There's not much going on, I have to be honest with the tabloid trash.
There's a big drawing tonight, though. It's called the Mega Millions. That thing is almost $1 billion. And if you remember, a couple of days ago, somebody won the Powerball. That thing was over $700 million. Who's going to win? Man, I wish it would be a Colorado ticket. I really do. I mean, Colorado, we'd never get it.
We have a chance of 1 in 305 million. That's pretty good odds.
We have a chance.
We have a chance.
And Spadil's he's all fired up and infatuated with some Bigfoot story. I don't know what the hell he's... are you okay?
Well, I just thought it was a crazy story. This lawmaker thinks that people get to hunt Bigfoot.
All right, we'll get to it.
What is he talking about?
He's got audio. He's got all kinds of... All right, we'll get to it. That and the Mega Millions, it's all coming up next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice.
That's what makes you beautiful.
It is a BJ and Jamie morning show here on this Friday morning, the weekend ahead.
Thank God.
Mega Millions drawing tonight is $970 million.
Yep.
Powerball won a couple of days ago, over $700 million. That turned out to be a small town, like 1,200 people in Maryland. And I guess he bought it at a convenience store.
I feel good about this one, BJ.
Do you?
I do. I feel like it's going to be Colorado.
I'm going to get tickets.
I am too, because I'm just feeling it in my soul.
I blew it off a couple of days ago with the Powerball because I got in the grocery store and the line was like 15 deep. I got a 3-year-old with me and I'm like, I don't feel lucky today. And then I blew it off. But today I'm going to stop after leave here and make sure I get my tickets.
Go to a gas station.
Yeah.
Almost zero lines.
Okay.
All right. Good to know, because I'm with BJ. Last time I was at King Super, the line was long.
Yeah, it gets backed up. Yeah. Earlier this morning.
Wait. One more time, though. Will you tell me what I have to say?
Well, this one's easy because it's Mega Millions. Uh-huh. Just go in and just say, give me all the plays on a Mega Millions ticket. Give me a quick pick.
Let me practice. Give me all the plays on a Mega Millions quick pick.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Right. Give me Mega Millions. You can do it this way, too.
Okay.
Give me Mega Millions. Give me all the options there.
All the options.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And just tell them how many tickets you want. How many sets of numbers.
Okay. All right. Wait, what?
How many sets of numbers that you want.
So each set is $2?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want two quick picks.
Yeah.
that's two separate.
Oh, this is hard.
Yeah. Good. So give me a couple of quick picks on that Mega Millions tonight. Make sure you load it up. Load it up. Give me all of it.
Okay.
Give me all of it. Okay. Run it through the garden.
My luck, it'll be like $1,000. I don't even know what I'm doing. Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll win.
Yeah, maybe I will.
I mean, Colorado's got to win at some point, do we not?
I'm feeling good about it.
I mean, we've got to win one of the big ones. You've had a $20 million winner here. We know that. But we need one of these big, almost $1 billion.
This is the third largest in U.S. history.
And what time is the cutoff? Does anybody know?
7:30.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Man, what a crazy weekend it would be if you won.
Oh,
oh my God. Can you even dream about what? How would you even? My luck is I'd have my second heart attack.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
That's what would happen.
What are you doing?
I'm saying here's what I would do, Jamie, because I go to bed. I go to bed before the drawing. Okay.
What?
Yeah, I'll be in bed by 9 o'clock. I think they draw around 9 o'clock, don't they?
I think they do. I want to say, didn't they always do it after the news at like 10:35 or something like that?
Know. Either way, I'm in bed. All right. If the sun's down, I'm in bed. All right. So I'd get up tomorrow morning. I'd pull out I have the app. Do you have the app?
No.
Oh, you got to download the app.
Okay.
It's so much fun using that little scanner on there. I love it. I do. It's a pass.
Yeah, but I like how it sounds at 7-Eleven.
When you cash it out, you got to let it tell you. Like, yeah.
But you can still do that.
Oh, it
you
does
can
do it
both.
On your app?
You get both pleasures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right, you get to do the app, and you know you're a winner. So, okay, let me give you an example, because I think about winning this thing, okay? But I would enjoy the fact of being at home, taking my scanner, and boom, 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 you're a jackpot winner. Can you imagine how cocky I'd walk into the 7-Eleven?
Go ahead and ring that
like up. I'm about to rock this guy's world, because I'm going to hand him a ticket worth $700 or $970 million.
You and might want to get your boss on the phone.
And I know it up front, because if I go in there with a ticket that I don't know this is a jackpot winner and I hand it to him, we're both basically falling on the floor together. Right?
Yeah.
But this way I know, and I'm just going to sit back and watch his reaction to me being a billionaire.
Yeah, but with your luck, as long as we're going with the heart attack thing, is it'd blow away in the wind.
Yeah.
Your ticket, and you'd be running for it, and then all of a sudden you'd have a grabber.
I swear, I'm telling you, knowing that you're a jackpot winner would give me the grabber.
Oh, my God.
It would just, I'd be, oh, my God, where am I going to put this ticket? How am I going to hang on to this?
I know, you'd be like that. Everybody would be like that. I know. Or the 7-Eleven guy would shut off the little machine and be like, you didn't win. I'd throw it away, and he'd grab it, and then he'd win.
Well, I always suspect that.
I do, too.
Yeah. I never let him keep it. They always ask you. They'll run it through the machine, and you see that, sorry, you're not a winner. And they'll ask you, do you want your tickets back? I always take them back, even if I just walk outside, tear them up, and throw them in the trash.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought that was weird that they ask you, they give it back to you. You're like, you want it back? I'm like, I don't want that.
Oh, you're the sucker.
I know. I am.
There's a couple of places I buy tickets where they literally, I want them to tear it up in front of me. Okay? And I don't ask them to do it. Yeah. They just do that. They do it, I guess, with everybody that comes in. But I'll watch. I'll make sure they're tearing up my tickets, because I don't trust them. That person right there behind the counter that's selling you the Slurpee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd take advantage of me.
A little shady.
Oh, I do.
For sure. Oh, my God. By the way, somebody said there's an app you can buy the tickets online.
Yeah, you can buy through the app. You can buy tickets.
What?
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody tell me this?
I like going into the store.
I don't.
Just something about it.
No, I don't. Really? You can buy them online?
A couple of weeks ago, when we were talking about that big Colorado lottery, the state lottery, I looked it up, and it said, no, you cannot buy them online.
Really?
I did. I looked into it.
I know you can buy Mega Millions and Powerball online.
You cannot buy it through the app.
What? Okay? What? I'm confused.
I've looked, so I could not find it. In fact, I looked it up online, and it said, you cannot purchase Colorado Lottery online.
Okay, all right.
I think that's all the tickets, guys.
Because that would have been so easy.
Yeah. You can't purchase with a credit card.
Okay. All right.
You can do it with a debit card in cash, but you can't do a credit card.
What are you finding there, Fidel?
I was not able to.
It looks like only 6 states allow you to buy stuff online.
Exactly.
And we are not one of them.
Colorado's not one of them?
No. Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, I looked into it because we talked about it here in the studio. And I went online, Googled it and everything with the Colorado Lottery, and you cannot buy them online.
All right, I'll go in the store.
Stick with me, Jamie. I know how to play these games.
What are you talking about,
That's
Carson?
A bunch of crap, Carson. We're supposed to be dead on accurate on this show. You can't buy them online. You guys.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
I don't know about this.
I'm looking at it right now.
Well, I'll read it to you, okay? So it was, it's called Jackpocket. We're trying to figure out if you can buy tickets online. It's February 5th, 2020. It says, ready to play, Colorado? Our lottery app just made its official debut west of the Rockies. Without further ado, here's everything you need to know about playing Jackpocket. By the way, they're calling themselves the Postmates of lottery tickets. It says, no more running to get your lottery tickets. Which games can you play? Mega Millions, Powerball, Lucky for Life, Colorado's own Cash 5, and Pick 3. Now, but here's the weird part, is that if you win, it says you keep 100% of your winnings. Prize is $599 and under, get deposited directly into your account. So that means you have to make an account with them.
Sounds you probably like. Have to hook them up with your bank. Yeah, your bank account number.
And so for wins $599 or more, we arrange to have your ticket securely delivered so you can claim your prize from the Colorado State Lottery.
I got an idea.
Okay.
Why don't you just swing into a Circle K?
Well, the thing is, I always forget, and this would make it way easier for me. But, you know, it's a third-party vendor.
Yeah.
And if I win almost $1 billion, seems to me all of a sudden the third-party vendor just went missing.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah, they're in control of my ticket.
Yeah, I mean, they have it.
Yeah, right?
All right.
So well, that part would be a little shady for me.
Get your tickets, folks.
So
get your tickets.
It's a new app, and it's called Jackpocket, and I guess it's legal now and since February.
Okay.
So there.
All right, Spadil, you're very excited about Bigfoot hunting season, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard this story, Jamie?
I know.
I guess in Oklahoma, they're making it legal that there will be a period, you know, within the calendar year of where it's legal to go hunt Bigfoot. I mean, shoot him, I guess, right?
Like deer season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Right, Spadil?
Yeah.
Isn't he a man?
No. He's a primate. He's a giant. He's the missing link between man and monkeys.
Really?
Yeah.
The missing link.
Yeah.
And we're gonna shoot him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would we want to do that?
This says you can only trap him. You can't kill him.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Specific language in the law.
Yeah, because I was going to say, that's kind of mean.
Yeah.
Spadil even brought in audio. Here we go.
Oh, Oklahoma good. Representative Justin Humphrey wants Oklahoma to establish a Bigfoot hunting season. Humphrey introduced.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you've been elected to Congress or whatever, Oklahoma state legislature, whatever, you come up with an idea like this, they should throw your ass out. Okay. Can I just say that?
You know?
If somebody here in Colorado goes down to the Capitol and they have a session and he brings up something like this, you throw his ass out, okay?
Okay. House Bill 1648 on Wednesday.
Under the bill, state officials would draft rules for the season, annual dates, and create any necessary hunting licenses and fees. If passed, the bill would go into effect on November 1st of this year. The next legislative session starts on February 1st.
Now, once you trap him, what do you do then?
Yeah, who do you call?
He's like 9 feet tall. Well,
I've actually seen a documentary about this. You keep him at your house, and you hide him at your house. What was that movie? Remember the big, huge guy that got, it was like Bigfoot in their house? Yeah, you just keep him secretly there.
Oh, okay.
And your whole family's friends with him, and you eat dinner with him and
he's
everything.
He's like a pet.
Yeah, I forgot the movie, but yeah, that's what you do with him.
What you're saying reminds me. Have you seen the picture of the kangaroo they're calling the Hulk that is popping up all over Australia? It's one kangaroo and he's getting around the neighborhoods, but he's popping up and people have taken pictures of him. Take a look at this kangaroo, Jamie.
Holy crap! Oh my god, he's huge!
He goes by the name of Hulk. This kangaroo.
He must be 10 feet high and like 12 feet wide.
It's like the Incredible Hulk.
And he's muscular.
Yeah. He's on steroids.
Wow. That's what he is.
Janelle, have you seen this?
He's jacked, dude.
Yeah. This kangaroo is popping up in neighborhoods and everybody's afraid of him. They won't even try to capture him.
Well, of course not. It'll kick your ass. I mean,
he's like, got literally. Abs.
Literally.
They box.
They box and they also jump up and kick you with their bottom feet, too.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Is that one hell of a kangaroo or what?
Oh, man, I've never seen anything like that.
Hey, Shvedil, can you put that picture up for us?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I think everybody needs to see this.
Oh, by the way, the documentary I saw was Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the documentary about what you do with Bigfoot.
They captured a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
They kept him in the basement.
No, and he was their friend. They had dinner with him and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
That a movie that you'd recommend for a lot of people to
watch?
It's
a documentary.
Oh, it is. Unbelievable.
You're right.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Going to be around 50 degrees today, 53 for tomorrow, then a little cooler, I think, in the mid-30s on Sunday. Little to no snow unless you're headed to the mountains. Already snowing up there.
Yeah, it looks a little crazy. By the way, don't forget that if you are in the Loveland area, if you're going that way or coming back or whatever, there's a humongous accident on I-25. North and southbound are both closed, and it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
Two semis and a car, and one of the semis is a big old tanker truck, and they think they compromised the bridge.
Yeah, it's massive. Yeah.
If you've got spillage when it comes to, chemicals and gasoline and everything, it takes a long time.
Well, and a compromised bridge, perhaps.
That could be weeks.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Wasn't it here in town that something got compromised like that, one of the bridges, and they had to shut down an overpass for, like...
Well, remember the sides fell off. Remember?
Yeah,
like the whole sides just went away or something.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly.
That was just a couple months ago.
they fell off.
Stayed shut down for like two weeks or so,
a long time.
So this bridge that we're talking about, now that bridge is on I-25.
It looks like it. Doesn't it look like it's on I-25?
Bill.
Yeah, so we'll see. And are you reading anything more? It said it might be, so don't panic yet.
They're sending CDOT officials up to verify if it's compromised or not right now, and that's what's taken so long with reopening the bridge.
Well, speaking of roads, I don't even need to win the mega jackpot because I am going to be a multi-millionaire with my new invention.
What are you inventing? Roads have been invented.
Yes, they have. Yeah, But it's my new school. It's called Jamie's Roundabout School.
Excuse me?
It's called Jamie's Roundabout School.
What? Multi-million-dollar idea?
Oh my God! I put it on Twitter. I put it on our page. People are signing up. They're already signing up because nobody knows how to do a roundabout in this town.
Well, before I whip out my wallet here and invest in this school,
okay.
What exactly are you talking about?
Well, it's $199, and what I do is I have this guy that knows how to do roundabouts because he lives in Loveland, and that's the home of the roundabout, pretty much. And so he'll come and get in your car with you, and he'll teach you the ins and outs of how to drive around a roundabout, whether you're merging or in the circle, or if you're like, wait, I'm in the inside lane, but I need to get over there. How the hell do I do it? Because I know
that's a dilemma right now?
Oh, my God.
A lot of people need help with that.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
I do. I will admit it.
You do?
I cannot do a roundabout to save my freaking life. I get caught in the middle, and then I want to go over to that Chick-fil-A, and then I have to go around four times before I can make it all around.
Oh, yeah, you
got to
make sure. If you're getting off on an exit, one of those exits, you got to be in
the
light. On
the outside lane. I know, but I get stuck in the inside. I'm like, I need you, Chick-fil-A! And then it's already passed, and I'm like, just going around and around. But then somebody said the way they do it in Europe is that you just jump the middle. And then
just drive right over it.
I wouldn't put that in the school curriculum.
Yeah, I wouldn't. But I'm going to make millions based on just the Facebook post alone and the Twitter post I made. I'm going to make millions. People said, there's a girl, I guess there's one on I-70 because they're doing all that construction, and they've made a massive roundabout off of I-70, and it looks scary. And she drives 3 miles out of her way not to take it.
Yeah.
She avoids it.
I do agree. They can be intimidating.
Oh, my
God. Okay?
Yeah,
and if you're not used to one. Fortunately for us, we have one, well, several, actually, pretty close to our house. So we use it quite often. So, but it does take some practice. There's no doubt about that. If you've never been in a roundabout ever before and you come up on one, you don't know what the hell to do.
Listen,
you have no clue.
It's not even practice. I've been on a million of them because it seems to be the new rage in Colorado. Put them everywhere. Ah, it's so scary. And then that car's over here. And then I'm thinking, maybe it's not me. Maybe it's everybody else that doesn't know how. Because I'm like, get over. What are you doing? And so then somebody posted that the person on, you know, inside the roundabout has the right of way. But then all these people were arguing and saying, no, the people that merge have the right of way. I don't think that's true. I think the people on the inside have the right of way.
Yeah, the person that they're already in the roundabout, they're doing the roundabout, they have the right of way, not the person merging.
But what if I'm caught in the inside? How do I get over there? How do I get over there?
You turn your wheel.
No, because I'm stuck there, BJ, just going in a circle. I just can't get over there.
You gotta make sure when you enter the roundabout that you're in the right lane. So if you want to keep going to a further exit, then you stay in the left. If you're in the right, you're exiting. You're getting off.
But getting in the inside lane to get to the furthest exit, then you just somehow get trapped in there because there's all the cars on the outside. And you're like, come on, man. It was a damn chicken sandwich.
Yeah, you might want to stay out of the roundabouts.
No, I'm starting.
Until you graduate from your school.
I'm starting a school. I'm telling you, this is a multi-million dollar idea. People take ski lessons, right? I mean, there's lessons available for everything. Horseback riding.
I agree.
Yeah, roundabout.
And it appears that plenty of people are confused with them. Now, what took us so long to get into the roundabout business? And the reason I say this is this. Because when you get used to one and you use it and you go through those areas, clearly the roundabout's far better than stoplights, okay?
Right.
By far.
It keeps the cars going.
Because it keeps everything motoring along.
Yeah.
It's better for congestion or clearing it up, whatever. What took us so long?
I think it's the price. It's a little costly.
Is it?
I think it's a little costly.
Really? It's more costly than just building an intersection with traffic lights?
I think so. There's a lot of merging going on, a lot of concrete, some signs, A little bit more money.
I think it's because it's a European concept and Americans just don't want to roll with it. They're like, we like our stop signs.
About 10 years ago, I went to Ireland and I was in a roundabout, but I was in the roundabout on driving the wrong side of the car.
Yeah.
I was there for an hour.
Yeah, that would throw me off. Yeah, that would throw me off.
And their roundabouts have like 5 lanes. It's like a highway.
It is. I just stayed there. I was like, I can't do anything. And my boyfriend's screaming at me to get over. I'm like, I can't do it.
Yeah, but you're in a foreign country, opposite side of the road.
Oh, my gosh,
we actually rented a car one time in the Bahamas. And same driving conditions. You're on the opposite side of the road.
It's not okay.
And the wheel itself is on the opposite side of the car. You're talking about confusing.
Oh my God. Only
drove, the island's not that big. So I only went maybe a mile. I was terrified.
It's horrible.
And then
you turn into the wrong lane?
Yeah. It also has roundabouts. And you want to talk about your brain being really screwed up.
Right? Woo!
Man, oh man.
Exactly. So anyway, it's my $1 million idea. And roundabout.com is available.
Oh, I'll look right now.
Okay, because I'm going
to go ahead and put signups on our page, too.
Yeah.
Jamie can go ahead and get started with this. $1.99, $199 for a school?
For that's a roundabout
pretty cheap.
School, yeah.
Cheap tuition.
It is taken. Why? Yeah. Who has roundabout.com?
It looks like it's an entertainment company.
Well, that's stupid.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
This is the last thing I'm going to say about a roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little obsession going on with how much I hate them.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to the outlet malls in Castle Rock.
Yeah.
And I needed to come back north. And somehow I got in a roundabout, and I ended up on I-25 South.
Ugh! No, it happens, especially with that one, because I did the same thing. Because it's a concrete divider. If you're all the way in the right-hand lane, you can only go south.
Yeah, I know.
You always got to stay to the left now. That I just remind myself every single time.
I know. I'm just like, I don't think I could shop here ever again, because I'm going the wrong way.
You know what they need? They need, like, an app that gives you where every roundabout is. So that you can avoid them.
Oh, that is a good idea.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is a good idea.
It's like, okay, if you're planning on going to pick up, say, you need a pair, muffins.
Yeah. A pair of muffins. What is a pair of muffins?
Two muffins.
Yeah, because one's not going to be enough.
Yeah, let's say, and you look up muffin shops, okay? You see one where there's a roundabout between you and the pair of muffins, and you see another where...
I feel
where...
like you were thinking about boobs for a minute.
And you covered it up with muffins.
Let's say that you're going out to find a pair of boobs.
Okay. All right, you just put it in there, right?
You put it, yeah, you take a look at your app, and you see if there's a roundabout between you and your destination.
Then you avoid it like that girl does on I-70. Yep. Goes 3 miles out of her way. Well, the other thing is when Google Maps says, take the fourth exit of the roundabout, you're like, are you counting mine? Are you counting the one I'm in? 1, 2, 3, 4, or is it then the next one? 1, 2, 3, 4. Which way are you counting? Anyway, all right, I have breaking news, sorry to say, and it's not good news. Hank Aaron has passed away. Aww, that's
How old was he?
In his 80s-ish.
86.
Right. Yep. Mm. That's what I meant. Yeah, he passed away. So that's everybody's Aww. Pretty bummed about that. Sorry to give you guys bad news. I know we were just having fun, too. So that happened. Also, the Tokyo Olympics, despite all the rumors that it was going to be canceled, they want everybody to know that the Tokyo Olympics have not been canceled and that it will go on this summer, right?
Yep. I think July.
July, yeah, correct.
Yeah. And we were kind of talking about it off the air. And I'm with you. Like, we can't fly to go see it.
The Olympics themselves have had poor, I mean, really poor attendance over the past several years. I mean, every place that does the Olympics, winter games, mm-hmm. summer games, they all lose their butts. I mean, nobody makes any money on them. And I think even with this particular summer, it's going to be even worse. Nobody's going to fly over to Japan to watch track meets.
Well, and you know, they always, like in Melbourne or whatever, because we were driving through there, and they changed the road construction. I mean, the money they put into this.
Yeah. They make, you know, some of it back with TV rights, because it's huge for TV. But it's just, you don't get that much in attendance, and I don't think people are going to show up for it.
Yeah, and so have they already changed it? I mean, have they been building for this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they have?
Oh, years.
Oh, yeah, they've known for years.
So they're going to do all this, and nobody's going
to
be there.
Mm-hmm. And pressure had been put on for them to cancel this thing. But they've put so much money into their infrastructure over there to host it that they almost can't afford to cancel it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like,
they've already invested in it.
And everything was pretty much done last summer because that's when it was supposed to take place.
I do like the summer games, though.
Yeah.
I do like them.
And this year we had breakdancing, mm-hmm. don't we?
I think so.
Or is that winter?
No.
It'll be summer.
It's summer games.
Yeah.
I like breakdancing.
Yeah.
You want to see my moves?
Yeah.
All right. Hold up.
Be careful.
Yeah. This is going to be something.
Sure. You ready?
You got a snack?
Ahead. You guys have a piece of cardboard?
Yeah, you gotta lay down a piece of cardboard.
I can't do it without a piece of cardboard.
I've got a piece, but it's not.
I can do the centipede. You wanna see that?
Yeah, do the centipede.
Oh. Anyway, I'll get back to you.
We might want to get you a helmet for that.
I'll get back to you on this.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. I just did the center.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got a stretch before. Remember that.
You've lost the peed.
It's not how I remember it. Yeah. Woo! Oh, well, I gave it a try. I don't think I'll be competing this year. Man, I'm actually winded. Woo! Oh, this is going to creep everybody out. Man, this really creeps me out. ADT, have you seen what that employee was doing?
ADT, that's the security company? Uh-huh. No. Yeah.
An employee with ADT admits hacking into live cameras to watch women.
Oh. Creepy. What's that all about?
A former ADT. Schmidl worked there.
Oh, yeah.
This dude, he hacked into the video feeds of more than 200 customers to spy on naked women and couples having relations inside their homes. Phew. He logged in more than 9,600 times in a 4-year period.
Oh.
And they finally caught him. Yeah. Just watching. And by the way, just so you know, it's because I know a lot of people have ADT here. It was only in the Dallas area. So we're okay.
Yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah, but it tells you that it's very possible in any area.
I know. Isn't that scary?
Yeah. I'm not one for cameras in the house.
Yeah, I know you've said that
really
before.
Not. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind the Ring outdoors and watching certain things, but to have a camera in every room that's attached to your you know, router.
Yeah.
And your Wi-Fi system. I don't know.
Yeah, with our system, we only have the doorbell cam and then a camera on the back porch. That's it. Not inside.
You don't?
No. Mm.
Do you?
Yeah. Because I want to.
Yeah.
And then I have a motion detector, too, which really is not good when somebody brings over their dog.
Yeah.
No. Well, notifications every second.
You forget. Like, don't set that one, because if they trip the line, then it's all, woo, woo. And you're like, oh, my God, I forgot you have a dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you do have those people that have the cameras in the house, but they're charging other people to watch.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah.
I was going to say that. I was going to turn it that way and say that's what you're doing. No, I didn't want to accuse you of that.
Right, no. I don't know. It just, now I'm second guessing the idea.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, if you've got like a baby monitor that's hooked up to your Wi-Fi system that's watching your kid.
Yeah, hackers hack into those all the time.
All the time.
I know. And then they'll start talking to your kid. We've seen those videos.
Wake up, little Ralphie. Wake up.
So creepy. Anyway, again, it's just Dallas chicks that got, but that's still horrible. Absolutely horrible. What was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah. Spadilla has great news. There's another sea shanty that's taken off.
Oh, get out of here.
So in case you don't know, it's the dumbest thing ever, and I'm sorry to report it. But apparently on TikTok, these sea chanties have been taking off. It's like old songs from the sea, you know, like pirates and stuff.
Yo-ho, yo-ho. And they're talking about singing and drinking and all that stuff.
It's like 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Yeah.
Schmidel, would you like to participate? Because everybody else is.
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Well, now, I guess this couple have gone viral on TikTok because they made a Green Bay Packers sea chanty. Here it is.
There once was a football team that played at Lambeau Field in old Green Bay. The frozen tundra covered in snow. Oh, go, you Packers, go. Soon may the Rogers man come to bring us points. He'll pass and run with Adams, Tonyan, Williams, and Jones. The Lord, you go, Pack, go. They won the North and number one seed. The D-Train helped protect the lead. We pay respects to Lombardi. Oh, go, you Packers, go. Soon may the Rogers man come to bring us points. He'll pass
7 minutes.
With Adams, Tonyan, Williams, and Jones. The Lord, you go, Pack, go.
Well, you're right, Spadilla. It's underwhelming.
I think it's pretty good.
It's cute.
Yeah, just for a couple of people sitting in the living room somewhere in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I think if you're a Packers fan, you're like, you love it. Yeah, right.
I think it works.
All right, we'll put it on our Facebook page. And so if you're a Packers fan, you can download it. All right. What else do I have for you? Just really two quick things. Elon Musk, they're worried about him now.
Why is that?
Well, he's like tweeting at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
That he's going to build tunnels in Miami.
Tunnels in Miami?
Yeah.
You realize there's an ocean under there?
It's the sinkhole capital of the United States.
Yeah, it's nothing but sand. But then when you go to a certain part underneath the sand, it becomes water again.
Yeah, engineers are saying, hey, Elon, if you make a tunnel under Miami, it will collapse into the ground. I mean, it'll all collapse.
Yeah, I don't know what you would put in there to support it at all. Because, I mean, you literally would building in the sand and the water. That's it.
Yeah, and it... So we are a little worried. It was a 4 a.m. tweet that he's going to build tunnels in Miami. And, Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
Huh.
Yeah, very interesting.
That Elon, though, he likes to think outside the box.
He sure does. Yeah, he really does.
Got to give him props for that.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, 31 degrees, near 50 for a high today. And the mountains are going to get snow. So if you're headed up to do some skiing, probably pretty good conditions for you. Pretty good.
Yeah. I was going to tell you something real quick because I thought it was confusing.
Yeah.
As I was looking through Facebook, I posted something that Adams County put out yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it was for people. And it was really confusing. And I'm wondering if they fixed it. But it says something like, if you are Spanish speaking or a healthcare worker, you get your shots. And okay, everybody's like, well, can I just go up there and go, hola.
Yeah, can you just prove that you took Spanish?
I know.
So basically, you fall into two categories.
Yeah.
And if
70 plus.
if you can, you know, check these little squares right. off, then yeah. you're there. You're in.
It was just really confusing. Like, how can you decide if somebody, if you speak a different language, you get first? That's what everybody was confused about.
No, it's because of statistics. Statistics has proven, well, I don't know if you can use the word proven, but statistics are saying that if you are Hispanic or even African-American or whatever, that you're more susceptible to the disease or the virus than others. Caucasians.
Is that why they're doing that?
That's exactly it. Okay. Yeah.
Because it was 70 plus speaking Spanish or healthcare workers. And so my friend, he's so funny. He's like, I'm just going up there and saying hola.
No.
I can see how by the headline, though, people would think something weird about that.
Right? I know. Anyway.
Well, even in California, their criteria is set up the same way. If you are Asian descent or Spanish, Hispanic, then you're at the front of the line.
Really? I didn't know that.
Because it affects those races more so than others.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's why it's on the list.
Oh, because I know in Illinois, they're real, real, real mad because I guess all the prisoners are getting it before the elderly. Mm. And they're not happy about that.
Yeah.
Because it's spreading like wildfire.
Now, again, the COVID virus, I guess that first shot, getting the first shot is, if you qualify, is a no problem.
Right.
But that second shot, you're starting to see reports for that second shot's causing, you to be down for a couple of hours or so.
I was a little shocked at Fauci, I have to be honest. Dude, don't say what you said. You're going to freak people out. So Fauci yesterday is like, oh, hell, that second shot knocked the hell out of me.
Yeah, he said 24 hours he was out.
He said he was knocked out for 24. It said knocked out.
There's a lot of people reporting that second shot.
I don't want him to say that.
Like, no, it's going to scare a lot of people.
Yeah, I want to get back to concerts and travel and all that. I don't want to shut up, Fauci. Say it was fine.
I don't know. I think I'd rather them tell me the truth.
Not me. I'm like, don't.
If I'm going to get knocked out for 24 hours, I want to know.
Yeah, but if you know about it, that just gives me anxiety going in knowing
too.
that's going to happen.
That's exactly right. Yeah, me too, because you know what's going to happen. I'm like, I don't want to know.
Well, the word's out.
I know, because Fauci. Jeez.
It's words out there. Get ready for the sucker punch when you take the second shot.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie here. We're watching some of the video from this traffic accident that happened about, an hour and a half ago or so? It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while.
I guess a tanker truck and another semi-tractor trailer. U.S. Foods, it looks like.
Take her.
All right, let's go. Okay. And they've got a big problem.
Hurry.
And so why we have also this long line even stretching back behind. But both directions, they are closed along I-25, and we'll keep you updated as traffic does continue.
This is up north. This is up north.
Loveland.
Near Loveland.
Cassidy, Fox 31 News.
Yeah.
Well, she does a good job. I mean, I don't know who she is.
She knocked it out of the park.
Good report.
I mean, she just said I-25 closed in both directions with no other information.
Yeah, right.
But it's
Maybe it was before I turned her up on air.
Maybe we got to her a little late.
I feel like she threw in the location.
Okay, sure.
Somewhere along the way. But yeah. That was really good reporting. if you are headed to Wyoming this morning, avoid. I don't know how you
Wyoming?
Yeah, if you're going from Denver to Wyoming, northbound.
Okay.
It's I-25.
Yeah, because you hit Loveland right before Fort Collins.
Yeah.
Going north.
But can't you just say if you're headed to Loveland?
Well, if you're headed north. If you're headed north.
Or south.
Toward the, or south.
Denver.
But if you're leaving downtown, you're leaving the metro area, and you're headed north on I-25, just beware, because this thing is backed up for miles and miles and miles.
Yeah.
And if it's a spill that what we're hearing with gasoline or whatever chemicals on board that tanker, then it could be there for quite a while. And then you also said something about structures.
Well, Schmidel told me.
Hey, Schmidel, have you followed up on that, or are you just going to go with that misinformation that you give out?
No, a semi-trucker called in, and he said that that's the word. Like, he's stuck in this traffic jam right now, and he said that that's what they're telling
So he's in the know, or you're pushing it off on that dude.
That the bridge has been compromised?
Yeah, and that they're sending Sea Dock workers up right now to check out
if
it's
okay. A trucker called you and said that?
Yeah, semi-truck guy. He said he was listening to the show every day.
Huh.
You have a CB radio in there? Is that what you're on?
Oh,
Breaker
yeah.
one night. What's going on up there today? Lovely.
We are a great big convoy. Ain't it a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get our way. Convoy.
When we come to you for a response,
uh-huh.
You're often very indecisive. You don't say things with confidence.
I just have a hard time picking how I want to say
it
sometimes.
Here's what he said yesterday.
Yeah.
No, I'm positive, I think.
Exactly. you always throw that I think, or here's what I assume, or you never have real confidence.
Well, I got to cover my butt a little bit in case I'm wrong.
I've never heard anybody say.
Like there, you just did it again. I got to cover my butt in case I'm wrong.
Yeah. But yesterday, I've never heard anybody go, no, I'm positive, I think. And he said it in one full sentence and didn't even realize he put those two words together.
Yeah, like it was nothing.
Yeah, it was so funny.
It's not an oxymoron. I don't know what you're talking about.
What did I say wrong? And I was laughing. I go, you just said I'm positive, I think. And you're like, I did? I'm like, yes! Poor guy. But know why this is happening?
What's that?
Because he has lead in his water.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How bad is it?
I don't know.
He hasn't got his pitcher yet. Yeah. So Denver's supposed to be handing out, everybody has lead in their lines or whatever. Yeah. They're supposed to be handing out these, like,
Brita filters.
Brita filters. They haven't given him his for a year. So he's been drinking lead.
I feel like it's been longer than a year.
It's a $9 filter.
You can go out and buy them anywhere.
Yeah, to keep from getting lead in your system, why don't you just go buy one?
Because they told me they were going to give me one for free.
So this isn't his fault. He's been drinking the lead.
For 31 years.
All right, so give him a break. It's not on him.
All right, well.
Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. Good luck to you. Don't forget to get your tickets tonight. Big drawing. Mega Millions is worth what? It's 900, right?
970 million.
Woo, man, almost $1 billion. Yeah. $1 billion.
Right?
Holy moly.
I know. Somebody's life is, well, mine. I got to be positive. Remember, Oprah says if you want something, oh my God, we should make a vision board.
Yeah.
She said make a vision board and then think positive about it and it'll come to you. So I just said somebody's going to be, life is going to change. What I meant is my life is going to change tonight. It's going to be crazy.
Get the board started.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be a great little cash in.
I know. What should I put on my board?
I'm a winner.
How about the Chippendale Dancers?
You can buy your own fleet of them.
Because I'll buy them. I will buy, I will own them.
Oh.
Personal dancers.
Yeah, the personal dancers. It'll be Jamie's Chippendale Dancers.
If you win the Mega Millions, the first thing you buy is the Chippendales.
And you can rent them out to people.
Hey, there's no wrong. There's no wrong thing to have.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, never heard that before.
Buffet of wieners.
BJ and Jamie.
Bam.
I had a little kid in my car, and he tested positive.
Well, quit picking up little kids. That'll teach you.
I mean, it's not my kid. It's just another
That's
kid.
What I mean. Stop picking up little kids.
They're all super spreaders.
Yeah. They are, right? No wonder Douglas County schools are closed down.
Here's what I would do.
Yeah.
Instead of the parent reaching out to you saying, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe this, but little so-and-so, his friend just tested positive, and we'll go get a test today, but I hate to alarm you, but I've just alarmed you. Here's what you do.
Okay, tell us.
Folks, don't be telling people. If you've got...
That's not how this works.
That's irresponsible.
How are they going to trace it back to you, though, man? If it's me, if I'm out there spreading this thing like it's grass seed or something... I'm going to lay the problem. I'm going to lay low. I'm not going to let people know.
So according to what you're saying, you would have rather me not tell you that I had a kid in my car that's a super spreader.
That's fine. But even before that, let's go even before that. Okay. If I'm her who texted you this morning, I would have never texted you. Because I already know you've been to Florida, Key West.
So
I know
up.
You flew out to so-and-so.
Arizona.
You have no clue where you got it. No clue if you have it. Okay.
Right. I don't have it.
But if you do get it, you would have no clue. You'd be starting, oh, man, could it have been that time I stopped and got, those cheese sticks, over there at so-and-so sticks. Sonic?
So-and-so what? Sonic.
That person that came to the car window at Sonic could have had it. Uh-huh. You would be guessing. You wouldn't trace it back to this individual.
They got it on my cheese stick?
Now she is obviously ground zero for you.
Oh, my God.
And that's not.
No.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to be ground zero, so I'm not telling anybody.
I'm going to tell you something. What? Carson gave us a little hint that you didn't even hear that he was feeling weird the other day. And he goes, but I didn't really want to say anything. Remember, you're like, but I didn't want to come in here and tell you guys and freak you out.
Well, yeah, because So ever since this whole thing started, I have been terrified of getting sick.
Right.
Because there's a whole thing. You got to tell everyone you know, right? Yeah, look out for symptoms. But it could just be a sniffle or a sneeze or just a common cold. But no, you freak out everyone and everyone goes to DEFCON 5 and shuts down everything.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're basically following BJ's whole advice.
You know exactly what I'm doing. Here's the deal.
Okay.
A pact between all of us.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
If any of us has any symptoms.
No.
Don't tell the other person.
No. No.
Keep it to yourself.
No, that's not how it
Here's what you do. Maybe you come up with like a family emergency in Idaho. I won't be in for a couple of days, okay?
Idaho.
But don't tell us. But don't tell us I've got aching, okay. I got a fever and all that. We don't need it. We don't need to hear it.
Yes, we do. Oh my God, this is crazy.
Oh. I'm doing you a favor here.
No, see, that's irresponsible.
Well, everybody here is kind of freaking out because four people here at the Radio Ranch have it. So we're all like, do you feel something? Do you feel something? I don't know what I feel like sometimes my throat's a little scratchy.
Sounds scratchy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Crap.
Your weekend is shot, by the way, because you're going to be thinking about this 24/7 now.
I was thinking I was just going to stay at home and like just wait for symptoms. Like a paranoid, like a paranoid schizophrenic. Like just like, oh my God, that was something.
All right. You guys have a great weekend. Don't forget, NFL weekend. The winners this weekend go on to the Super Bowl. That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it is a big deal.
Both games are on Sunday. You got
go
Tampa
Chiefs.
Bay at Green Bay. Then you got Buffalo play the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And somebody's got to play.
Go Tampa Bay.
Bowl.
And then I'm not going to be here not because of COVID on Monday. I'm going to be not be here because I'm going to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Billionaire. Remember Oprah said, if you think it, it will come.
You also got to buy a ticket, though, before you can actually win.
That's right.
Mega Millions, $970 million. That drawing, tonight.
Dun, dun, woo! Dun.
Somebody's going to win. I feel it.
No, you can't feel it because I got it.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy and be safe. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah!
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.